Dan Dowdy has devoted his life to making models and dioramas. His first model was a rubber band operated airplane as a child. He now constructs locomotives, submarines, and computer-generated battle sequences for the South Carolina State Museum.
A lot of children are passionate about building models, dioramas, and stuff like that when they're really young, but they eventually give it up. What made you stay with it for so long?
When I came along, that was the only pastime you really had if you were doing models. I mean, you didn't have that much TV, you didn't have video games, you didn't have any of that other stuff. Building models, I mean, came about because it was something you had to do or you had a natural talent to do. So anyway, I did, and that's the reason why I got into it. Of course, now like I said, I now do it building most of my models in the computer, so I'm doing that now. So yeah, I think a youngster coming along today is going to miss out because there's too many other things that will occupy their time.
Growing up, what did you want to do for an occupation?
There was two things I wanted to do, and I never did either one of them. One of them was architect.
Kind of get to do that.
Yeah, but that didn't pan out. And the other one was I wanted to be a Disney animator, and I'm glad I didn't go for that because I said back in those days, that was like, you know, slave labor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why didn't doing architecture pan out?
The schooling was getting a little more complicated than what I wanted to go to, and so I backed off of that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think about being an engineer or something like that?
Yeah,
this kind of seems like it'd be related to that.
It would be, but I don't know. I don't know. I've always been off on the edge doing something else, so I don't know. I didn't get into it.
How did you come to construct models for a career? Like, did you have any
I knew it. It's like the railroads. I was the only one on the whole staff. And at that time, we had a big staff. I was the only one who had ever.
When did you join the staff? In what year?
July 1986.
Mm-hmm. You've stayed on ever since.
What about you? Yeah. And, I was the only one on the staff that knew anything about the model trains. Mm-hmm. And so I did that. And I built a lot of other little models for various other exhibits. But here lately, we just don't have the manpower. We don't have the time. We don't have the money. We don't have the resources. So a lot of that's fallen by. So.
Right. What jobs did you have upon graduating from college before you started doing model engineering?
I worked for a civil engineering firm when I left college, Wilbur Smith Associates. Mm-hmm. And that's where I honed a lot of my graphic skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into that. And then I went independent. And I actually went total shift. I went off and built sailboat trails. Sailboats.
Sailboats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was into sailing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty heavy. So,
What are the differences and similarities between building like models of submarines and stuff like that and sailboats? Like, what are some things that are like? What are some that are different?
Well, that's a good point. Building. I've even built houses, and building houses and building model houses are pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just smaller scale, and of course, a real house has a lot more to it.
Right.
but still, it's basically the same thing. Regardless of the scale, it's still a model.
Mm-hmm. So. Gotcha. What materials do you use to construct your models?
I use anything, any and everything, even to the point of casting my own materials. I have done that. Did it some on this one. But it's very labor intensive. Basically, plastic, wood.
Mm-hmm. How do you go about scaling your models, like deciding where things will stand and stuff like that? Do you use blueprints? Do you use that on the computer now?
Yes and no. I just recently did for a Lydia Mills Museum up in Clinton, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a diorama for them of the Lydia Mills, and this thing was enormous. And basically, I built it out of paper. Basically, a big paper model is what it was. And what I did was draw out all the wall units on the computer, printed them out on heavy paper, cut them apart, and glued them together. And that took, 6 months to build. But that's. And I swore off building any more models there. Oh, that was hard.
Yeah. Did you say about 6 months is the average time it takes for you to build a model? It just depends on the size.
Yeah, but now that again was a side job. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't dedicate a whole lot of time to it at one time. I mean, it was basically weekend work. So, yeah, that draws it out.
Picking colors and organizing floor plans must require some creative talent. Do you think you're a creative person? Would you describe yourself as creative or imaginative?
Creative and imaginative. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My biggest thing is I cannot pull an idea out of the air, mm-hmm. but you give me a hint of an idea and I'll run with it.
Right.
And that's basically what it is. I had to design this whole thing, but I had the basic idea was I had this area, mm-hmm. and I wanted to show this and this and this. So this area had to incorporate this, this, and this with this in it and have the whole thing run. So I had a criteria there that I had to work with.
What kind of hobbies did your parents and siblings, if you had any, have in your household? Like, did that influence you towards doing this stuff?
My mother is into a lot of the craft stuff, but I'm not into it. She did a lot of sewing, a lot of fiber work. She did basket weaving and stuff like that, hands-on type stuff. Whether that influenced me, I don't know. My dad is a tinkerer. He always builds things, contraptions. He's always doing something. So, yeah, I guess I picked it up from them.
Mm-hmm. What are some challenges in making models? Like time constraints?
Time constraints, money, ability. Mm-hmm. So there's some models that just go, I have no way.
Yeah. Like, what are some that you just wanted to give up on, or that you got
that
really
Lydia
frustrated
Mills
on?
Project. you always run into that when things don't work right, and then you got to come up with an alternate way to do it. You get a little frustrated every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Take me through a typical day at your job at the museum, like 9 to 10 a.m. I do this, so on and so forth.
A typical day. Yesterday we were lifting crates and packing up stuff. I mean for the ship out in Grossology, but a typical day now is usually maintaining this stuff, fixing stuff. I mean, everything breaks down. It's even simple. So there's 3,000 light fixtures in here, and any given day it'd be 10, 20 of them burned out. Mm-hmm. So somebody has to change them.
Right.
And you know, whoever's available gets. Mm-hmm. It's that job, you know. Right now we just have to be everything and do everything. So a typical day is basically, I would say, maybe 80% maintenance and 20% designing. We're getting ready to open up an exhibit up on the fourth floor on Charleston earthquake, and part of the design of that exhibit. So I'm gearing up right now to work on that, because that opens in October.
Right.
So,
are there any details that you put in your dioramas that people might overlook that you wish were more appreciated or that you would like to showcase?
Well, funny thing, on the railroad dioramas, I was early on when I was started doing this. I had a lot of people who were into trains, a lot of so-called experts. They told me, you know, because this is going to be an operating layout. And they said, oh, man, in 5 years, your track's going to be worn out. You'll never keep them running. Well, 23 years on that one. Track's still there. It's not worn out. They still run. But what I did by listening to that, I said, well, I'll just heap as much detail in these things as I can.
Right.
So even if they don't run, they got something to look at. They got something to walk away with a mental image of what they just saw. Kids love it. The kids just flock to these things.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're running, man, they just, If they're not running, I hear about it. So, yeah, it this tends to get to be a maintenance nightmare.
Right. One last question. To someone not familiar with trains making models and dioramas and stuff. Can you explain their appeal to you, like what you really enjoy about it?
To somebody who knows or somebody who
doesn't?
To
someone who's not familiar.
Not familiar, okay. Yeah, I try to tell them that by observing a piece of history, and this is a piece of history, these things don't exist anymore, except in a museum, and they're getting rare. You don't see steam locomotives anymore. So it's interesting for a young kid who has never seen a steam engine, never heard of a steam engine, and then try to convey to them in this small scale something that's much, much bigger and much more powerful and shakes the ground and has all these wheels and gears and rods and linkages that turn and move. Steam engines were very, very complicated. That's why they got replaced by the diesels. And so getting into the history of it, I think if it's done right, it could be really fascinating to a young kid and spark their imagination.